With the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Let's start by calling a budget by another name. How about a spending plan? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. It's less daunting and it doesn't play to many of our preconceived ideas about what a budget is and how impossible it is to do. I think we all probably agree that setting up a spending plan, a budget, is a smart thing to do because it can help us control our daily spending. But even for those who have one, how many of us stick to it? Keeping track of every dollar you spend sounds like a tedious task, but it's the best way to get started on making a spending plan that's easy and easy to follow. There are great budgeting tools out there such as Quicken and Microsoft Money, but many people say they're overwhelmed by the array of options these products offer. No worries though, a simple pen and pad might make it easier for you initially. First, review your spending. It's easiest to view your daily purchases if you charge most things on a credit card. Most financial institutions provide an end-of-year statement with graphs of spending categories. Just be sure you choose a card that you pay off in full each month. Now, if you prefer to pay with cash, jot down all your purchases for one full month to get a general snapshot of your spending. Then analyze your results. What are your weak spots? What can be changed? Compare your monthly earnings, your inflow, with your monthly spending, your outflow. And make sure to subtract whatever is deducted from your paycheck, such as taxes and health insurance. And don't forget to include other earnings such as dividends, bonuses, and interest. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.